The record spinning here on KUOW with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman. You ever use Lyft, Sidecar, or UberX to get around town? If the Seattle City Council has its way, these app-based ride-sharing services could become scarce on Seattle streets. The council is considering a 2-year pilot program that would limit each company to 100 drivers. It would require ride-sharing companies to pay a $50,000 licensing fee to the city. Drivers would also have to obtain a $1 million umbrella insurance policy. Ride-sharing companies are worried these new rules could put them out of business. Seattle cabbies and for-hire drivers say the regulations are long overdue and they'd level the playing field. We're going to have two perspectives on this ongoing debate today. First up, Brooke Steger. She's general manager of Uber Seattle. Steger says she does support some aspects of the city council proposal.
We are 100% for certain types of licensing, as well as anything that has to do with safety. So if they want to run background checks on drivers, we are already running full background and driving record checks, vehicle inspections, permits, as they're discussing. Those are all things that we are in full support of.
So what aren't you in support of?
The two largest things are the limiting of the number of vehicles to 100 and the limiting to the number of hours per week to 16. We already have more than 100 drivers, so this will put a lot of very small businesses out of business. It's devastating to those drivers that are currently on the system.
It might devastate the drivers. How does it affect UberX as a business?
It'll effectively shut it down. It'll take the current business down by such a percentage that we will be forced to close the doors of UberX. Black car and SUV will remain. But with this, we're already having trouble serving the demand that we already have. The popularity of the product has been astounding. And so if these regulations are put in place, people will not be able to get a ride and the experience will just be very poor.
So, Brooke, you mentioned a bit earlier that you do do background checks. You talk about defensive driving, inspection of your vehicles. And the city council in Seattle says that this proposal is partly about that. So what you're saying is that you might support a revised proposal?
If they take the proposal and kind of rework it, we are definitely in support of things like background checks, driving record checks. Safety is a cornerstone to our business and is what has riders coming back to our service over and over again. So anything that helps preserve that safety is wonderful. So we are definitely interested and willing to work with the city on things like permitting the drivers, inspecting the vehicles, running background checks, zero tolerance for drug and alcohol. We already have that. So we're definitely happy to support the city in those types of regulations.
What about the kinds of licensing fees that taxis have to pay?
You know, I think we would love to keep the licensing fees as low as possible to impact the drivers as low as possible. Taxi drivers are already paying, they pay lease fees essentially to the license holder typically, and it's very high. And I think one of the reasons why so many drivers have come onto the Uber system is that it is kind of a hassle-free system, and it gives them a lot of freedom. So we've seen a lot of drivers from the typical driving community here, the immigrant community in Seattle, coming over to UberX, and they love it. It offers them so much freedom because there are no set hours, there are no set shifts. You don't start the week off in the hole with a giant lease fee. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to insurance, we already hold that $1 million policy that covers the rider and the driver. So we're essentially absorbing that cost in order to ensure that that's protected. And that $1 million policy is three times currently what a for-hire vehicle requirement is in the city of Seattle.
Brooke, do you have any sense of the willingness to compromise on the part of Seattle City Council members?
We definitely applaud them for looking at this issue in so much detail. You know, they spent a lot of time on it, and this is only the first draft. So we are very optimistic that the draft will be heavily revised in order to allow UberX to continue to operate. But as it stands right now, it will essentially shut it down and put hundreds of small business owners out of work here in the city.
Brooke Steger is general manager of Uber Seattle. Sam Gouled's the founder and president of Eastside for Hire. He supports the city council's plan to regulate UberX, Lyft, and Sidecar. He says ride-sharing companies don't play by the same rules as taxi drivers and for-hire companies like his.
We have to get commercial insurance. You know, it's very expensive. For example, In the case of for-hire vehicles, we pay about $7,000 to $8,000 premium a year because our cars are on the road all the time, and this is for public safety. When it comes to UberX, Lyft, and Sidecar, they don't have that level of commercial insurance. So we think these regulations are trying to level the playing field somewhat. These companies are saying we use regular drivers, so we don't need to have a commercial insurance. But at the end of the day, really, the public is at risk, because if any if a customer in one of these vehicles, UberX, Lyft, and Sidecar, gets in an accident, then they don't really have a commercial level coverage that insures for their, you know, coverage, their liability.
Right. You've said that the city of Seattle should go even further in regulating the ride-sharing industry. What else would you like to see done?
What we'd like to see done is basically leveling the playing field. They're operating illegally, and they have been operating illegally for over a year in the case of Sidecar, and in the case of UberX and Lyft, about 9-10 months. So we are in the same space. We're for hire vehicles. We're in the pre-arranged space, and you know, we, like I said, it's really unfair to us. And we noticed a huge decline in the business. And we serve the low-income people. We serve disabled people. We pick up grocery runs. We have to accept cash. We have to accept Metro Taxi Script, which is a program that Metro has for low-income people. These companies, they just accept credit card. It seems very, and if you ask me, it's very elitist, because we have to deal with, you know, in the case of sometimes there are drivers that have, for example, the wheelchair drivers. They have to work 40 hours, minimum 40 hours a week. They have to serve everyone and everybody. They cannot refuse, even if they get a call from Inamkolo, even when they are in downtown Seattle. So it's unfair to us and to the public to not have a level playing field for everyone.
The city right now regulates taxis and for hire services like yours, and they are pushing to regulate ride shares. Maybe we shouldn't regulate any of them at all. Why not just let the free market decide who's best, and then that business will rise to the top?
That's a good question, and I think Seattle actually tried that from 1979 to 1984, and you know, you can look the results. I mean, it's been a disaster, and the reason is that if you have thousands of cars on the road, you know, what will happen is no one is going to make money, and you know, you're going to lose the good drivers, and then that will create really you know, it will create a system where the customer service levels go down, and no one will serve the neighborhoods. No one will have a wheelchair accessible van. It will create a total disaster. But if the city wants to repeat that, we're open to that. But it has to be a level playing field. What Uber and Lyft and Sidecar wants, it's basically they want to have all the advantages and not any of the burdens of running a personal transportation business.
You mentioned that you thought of them as a bit of an elitist service because they only accept credit cards, and companies like yours and the taxi cabs themselves are really going everywhere, accepting everything from script to cash to whatever. But a lot of people have said that they've shifted to the rideshare services because they don't think they get good service from the cab companies themselves. How do you respond to that?
I mean, that's a fair assessment, and I agree a lot of it. And I think, you know, in the case of Uber, they dispatch taxis and for hire in other markets. So why don't they dispatch licensed, legal for hire and taxi cabs in Seattle so that they can improve the service? We welcome anybody, all these companies. At the end of the day, they're all dispatch. They use an app to dispatch a vehicle. So why don't they dispatch legal taxi and for hire vehicles to improve the customer service?
And one last facet of this Seattle City Council proposal is that the city would issue 50 more taxi licenses than it currently does. What do you think about that?
I think that's a very good step because there are a lot of drivers that have been waiting to get a taxi license for a long time. Seattle hasn't issued a regular taxi license for over 23 years. So, I mean, this is a good start. You know, the drivers will be very happy with this, and we welcome it.
Sam Goulet is president of Eastside for Hire. The Seattle City Council hasn't finalized its proposal for the pilot program that would impose regulations on rideshare companies like UberX, Lyft, and Sidecar. It's going to pick up the issue after the new year. This is The Record from KUOW.